Welcome to Joy Moments. My name is Sarah, and I will be your host for today. My co-host Lacey is not with me because, in all honesty, she is having a flare-up with her MECFS. And that's actually a great reminder that Joy Moments, it's not about ignoring what's happening in life, because there's plenty of things we can look at that we're not enjoying, we wish weren't happening, but they do happen. Joy Moments is about highlighting those little moments that happen throughout the day that we can focus on to lift us up. And we're going to share other people's joy moments as a way of amplifying that joy. So by you hearing somebody else's joy moment, it might bring you joy. It might be a reminder for you to look for moments of joy in your own day. So this is a part of the larger joy ripple by just putting those little tiny drops in the bucket. And in all honesty, I'm having a tough week too. With all the good that holidays brings, there's some exhausting stuff too. And aging parents, for those out there who also know this journey of aging parents and health issues and trying to navigate from afar, it's a lot. So we all have things going on, but take these few minutes to just focus on these moments of joy. And I'm really excited. I did a shout out to some friends this morning because I wanted to make sure I had enough joy to share. And I've got a few of my own I'm going to mix in. I'm going to start off with, speaking of Christmas and holidays, my friend Jim, who we've mentioned here on Joy Moments before, is an amazingly talented photographer. I absolutely adore his work. And what he's done for holiday cards every year is he takes one of his photos and then he turns those into his Christmas cards. They're little pieces of holiday art. And I've kept mine from all the years. So when I go to put up my holiday decorations, I get to take out all the years past of Jim's photography. And if you're curious to see some of his work, they're all listed on his Instagram page. It's at Mandolin City is his handle. And you can see all of his work. And fun little Easter egg, you will find a photograph of me on Mr. Jim's Instagram page. So those holiday cards really made me happy. I love seeing those every year. My neighbor, I asked her for a joy moment, and she told me after 10 years, she was able to sit on her couch yesterday and think about how warm it felt with the new windows and insulation. She said, "I don't need 10 layers and a hat on inside." For context, my neighbor lives in an 1800s farmhouse, and they just this summer were able to take down some of the outside walls, put in new insulation, and put in all new windows. So yes, feeling warm in her house for the first time in 10 years. Definitely a joy moment. I love feeling warm and cozy when it's cold outside. Danielle, big supporter. Shout out Danielle. She said, "I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty grumpy this week. So hey, it happens." But she said one joyful moment, though, was seeing the kids' surprise / delight that the advent calendar on Monday was, "Mom does my homework and I check her work." Oh my gosh. Danielle is such an amazing mother. And I love that she made that on the advent calendar. Shout out to moms who are making the holidays special. I was excited to do rubber stamps for like holiday rubber stamps. And then I create my own holiday postcards. And they're not amazing. They're really not. I started calling them feral holiday cards, but they make me happy to make them. And I just love the thought of somebody receiving them. And it's just something different. And each one is different. No two are the same. So I went to do it and I realized I'd never seen Frozen 2, which came out in 2019. So I sat down and I put on Frozen 2 and I was so happy watching Frozen 2 and making my holiday cards. And there was no like right or wrong. I just, whatever I wanted to stamp, I just went with it and it just felt so good. And loved Frozen 2. I cried, happy tears, such a great movie. So that was a double joy.
Okay, editing Lacey here. I just could not put in here as I am listening to Sarah talk about Frozen 2. How confused I am by the plot of Frozen 2. So to hear Sarah talk about how much she loves it and that kind of stuff. I'm like, am I not intelligent enough to understand the plot of Frozen 2? Anyway, here's my voice in today's episode that hopefully maybe will be a little bit of joy to add to this joy ripple.
My friend Teresa shared a joy moment that her and her daughter were able to go and wash their beautiful, very large dogs. And she sent some pictures of them getting washed in the dog bath. Shout out to Teresa, one of our wonderful village members and supporters, for having clean dogs. And my friend Erin, she said, joy moment, it was that she gathered and created garland that she put around her door at her house. It was the first time making one of these after years of wanting to do this. She shared a picture and it is beautiful. It is a doubled glass door and she has garland all the way around. Oh, thank you, Erin, for sharing this beautiful picture. This was beautiful.
All right.
More joy moments. I have been back on Threads and I've been focusing on finding joy, spreading joy, celebrating people, lifting people up. And I found somebody on Threads who goes on with the exact same intention I do. And I was so excited because she said to me, who wants to join the rebellion and revolution to spread joy? And I very excitedly raised my hand. Her handle is Lee Ainsley, LeighAsinlee. And her original post was, just spent like an hour dropping random compliments on 40 different accounts here on Threads. It's not much, but kindness is my rebellion and revolution. I love that. Kindness is my rebellion and revolution. And then I said, I'll join your rebellion revolution. And she said, yes, you can be my second in command. Let's go, new friend. And what's really cool, she got 4,000 likes on that and 402 comments. Not that it's about the numbers, but I like knowing that that joy got traction. So that's a beautiful thing. So thank you, Lee Ainsley. I'm looking at my joy moments list here that I have on my phone. I wrote down Violet Sounds. Actually, this might be funny. I'm just going to read you what I wrote down because they're not going to make sense, but it might make you laugh. So joy moment ideas. Jim, Krista Cards, IG, Mandolin City, me and the bird with stranger, rebellion and revolution on Threads, me watching Frozen 2 and making cards, Spencer and dog calendar, unclaimed funds, Dish Molly, Violet Sounds, Victorian Street Walk, Petal and Hive IG dancers, neighbor story, and green coat. I love that list. So the ones I haven't told you about yet, Violet Sounds, Lacey's daughter. We've mentioned this on previous episodes. She makes this sound that they call the Batman sound, and it's sort of this low growl, gruff sound. It is so delightful. And Lacey sent me a voice memo this morning giving me an update, and in the background I could hear Violet.
When it sounds a little rougher, and that's okay. We're just gonna leave it like that, right? Bye. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that can move forward. That's what Violet's working on today.
It just cracks me up. I adore it, and it's just so darn, it's just so darn cute. So Violet Sounds, the green coat. Oh my gosh, this is sort of a multi-parter joy. I was at this wonderful thrift store. Oh, I think I mentioned this before, the green coat, Esther's in Omaha. It was just so beautiful because I couldn't fit it in my luggage. My niece went back and got it for me. My sister brought it out. And so I was able to get it. We met up for a funeral and she brought me the coat and I love it. It's a shade of green I've never worn before. And I love it even more because it is so ding dong warm. It is so warm and it is so cold where I live right now. I put that thing on and I'm just instantly comfortable. It's amazing. I don't overheat. I never feel cold. It goes way past my knees. So my butt is warm because most coats leave your butt exposed. This one covers my butt. It's got deep pockets. Oh my gosh, the pockets are so deep. And then what was beautiful, I get so many compliments on this coat, and in a way that I know the coat is bringing joy to other people. This coat, it's just layers upon layers of joy. So thank you, Green Coat. I appreciate you. Victorian Street Walk, where I live in Saratoga Springs, which is in upstate New York, they do a Victorian Street Walk, which I'd always heard about and never gone to. And they do it in the beginning of December. And there are people who dress up in Victorian wear. And then I didn't realize this, but they also do dancers in windows. So this is a older style where you walk down the Broadway and there's big glass bay windows in most of the stores. And they put ballet dancers in there. And I was at Petal and Hive. Shout out Jillian. Shout out Petal and Hive products. If anybody is looking for clean beauty products, go to petalandhive.com. Jillian was part of the Victorian Street Walk. And I got to see the video of the dancers in her window. And it was so magical. It was almost, think of, you know, when you crank those little boxes where they have the little ballet dancer, they would move and then they would hold a pose and then they would slowly move and hold a pose. And the way Jillian had her window decorated, it then almost looked like a snow globe feel. It was so beautiful. And now I'm excited to go next year because now I want to see it in person. Shout out to Jillian for making a magical snow globe with live ballerinas. That was amazing. Unclaimed funds. So Molly, a friend who, shout out to Molly for being a lifelong friend of mine and just amazing all around. She told me about unclaimed funds. This is really joyful. She got into her local newspaper because she was able to find unclaimed funds for the place where she works, which is a government agency. And so it was really great for her agency to be able to get these funds. And then she told me, and I didn't realize you could go on to each state's unclaimed fund and type in your name and see if there's money sitting for you, which that's amazing. Unclaimed funds. Like, what's better than that? My sister would call that free money. What's better than free money? So if you're interested, you can go. It is legitimate. Unclaimed funds. You can find your name and what institution owes you money, and then you have to file a claim. But it is a real thing. Spencer, okay, I've got two left. Spencer and the dog calendar. So I met a gentleman at a place where I do some work, and he handed out this little tiny strip of paper, and it has a bulldog with a holiday hat on, and then there's a QR code. And what it is this bulldog is 13 years old, and they know that he's towards the end of his life. So they're having, think of it like a celebration of life party. They did a photo session with him where they dressed him up with different props and then had a green screen. And then they created a calendar. And then they're going to have a launch party where people can buy the calendar and come, and the dog will be there. And it's at a local brewery called Whitman. I just thought that was so beautiful that they're going to celebrate this dog's life. And then the profits from the calendar are going to go to a bulldog rescue organization. That feels like joy on many levels. Joy that I was handed this little piece of paper with a bulldog with a little holiday hat on. People know how much I love dogs. And then joy that they made this calendar because he showed me the photos and they were just adorable. And joy that they're celebrating this dog's life and then they're going to pass these profits on to a rescue organization. That just feels like so many layers of joy. And then the last one I'm going to share, me and the bird with stranger. So I'm in my green coat. I'm walking to work. It's so freaking cold. And I notice, you know how like you'll walk down the same place and like something will catch your eye and you're like, something's different. And so I look up and downtown, so it's cars, pavement, buildings. There's not much nature. But on the street lamp is a hawk. And the hawk looks giant because I know he's cold, so he's all puffed up. But he's really standing out. I say he. It could have been a she. I didn't identify the gender. But this hawk is sitting on this lamppost, totally standing out. And it made me smile because I love spotting birds. And because I'm like those people in the Allstate commercials where you can't keep from turning into your parents. I just turned around to the stranger behind me and I said, do you like birds? And she goes, no. But then without missing a beat, she said, why? Is there a cool one around? And so I pointed and I said, oh, there's a hawk up on that lamppost. And she goes, oh, wow, that's really unusual. And then I was like, yeah. And I said, have a good day. And then I just realized, oh my gosh, I'm that person who points out birds to strangers. But she was a great participant. So shout out to stranger on the street wearing purple the other morning who let me point out a hawk to her on the lamppost. That made me feel joy.
Okay, another Lacey editing that I can't not chime in. Just as much as I love Sarah, I need to point out, this is my problem with bird people. They want you to be as excited as they are. Now, I know Sarah's come from a genuine place, and I appreciate this person for playing along, but just pointing out, just because you love birds, not everybody loves birds. And if this is the first time you're ever listening something from Sarah and I, this is a running joke about my beef with bird people, so don't take it too seriously.
Well, that is the conclusion of Joy Moments for today. I've been your host, Sarah, with lots of giggles. I've had so much fun looking at my list of Joy Moments. Thank you to all of my friends who sent in their Joy Moments. Thank you to all the listeners for being a part of our Joy Revolution. Thank you to Threads for being a place where joy can be amplified and shared. If you have your own Joy Moment, we would love to share it. You can go to joyfulsupportmovement.com and there's a submission form on the website where you can tell us your joy moments and let that joy be amplified and rippled out into the world. Just takes one small moment of recognition, and if we all do that, it makes a difference. Here's wishing a joy moment to you in your life today.
Thanks for sharing joy moments with us today. Our hope is now you can take this little kernel of joy and spread it out to make more joy ripples in the world. You can submit your own joy moment at practicalhug.com/submit. Also, don't forget to rate, review, and share this podcast with anyone you think could use a little joy. We'll be back in a few weeks with some more joy moments. And until then, keep spreading joy.